Mi sono Ramban, Hakdamah to the Torah, talks about the fact Pasuk in Mishlei says Torah was created first. What does that mean, the Torah was created first? First of all, the entire world was created Yesh Me'ayin. Now, that is a very fundamental part of the Torah. In the times of Chazal and Rishonim, under the Greek influence, the big fight they had was with the concept of kadmos. Excuse me. Kadmos means the world in its form always was, at least the materials of the world always were. And whatever process of Bria there was Yesh Me'yesh. Refashioning it, reforming it, etc. And Chazal and Yishonim fought that completely, absolutely not. Yesh Me'ayin. Nothing is nothing. There's no time, there's no space, there's nothing except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Medrash says, when a person comes to build a building, he first has architectural plans, and he first then he decides where each room is, he has a plan, and he puts it into effect. Just don't build in a random manner. And the Torah was the architectural plan for the world. Means the world was meant to fit the Torah. The Torah doesn't have to fit the world. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human being, created the animal kingdom, created everything, it was to be the ideal place where the Torah could be fulfilled. That's why Udvaru Choyim V'Kayomim Nemonim Nechmodim Lo'ad U'Lo'omei Olomim. That's why the Torah is eternal. Because the Torah wasn't an afterthought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had. I first create the world, and then I'll give you a Torah. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created what is the neshama of a human being, human personality, to fit the Torah. And that's why it's nemonim v'nechmodim lo'ad. It's pleasant. If the Torah reflected any specific time or culture, etc., then in another time, another culture, we wouldn't fit it. But since he first created the Torah, and then created the human personality, and then created all of nature, so therefore, it's a perfect fit. That's number one. Number two, that means by understanding the Torah, you understand the world. And Chazal made that point in many different places among many different aspects of the world. Pasuk in Noach. the dimensions of the Teva. The dimensions of the Teva had certain percentages. The Shosh Amos Arko, it was 300 Amos length, 50 in width, and 30 in height. So, the Gemara says, the Medrash says, not a Gemara, it's a Medrash, that these are the ideal proportions if you want to make something stable in turbulent waters, that the width should be 1/6 of the length, and the height 1/10 of the length. Independently of knowledge of this medrash, beginning in the middle 19th century, people began experimenting. What is the ideal proportions in building a ship to give it stability? Guess what they found out? These are the ideal dimensions. Chazal said it. Chazal didn't have a nautical laboratory. They just said it. That's why. But the Torah, why did the Torah have to mention the dimensions? It said, make a very big ship so you'll be able to have everything in it. No. Torah, Lim de Torah Derech Eretz. No. Here we come to a very interesting thing. Generally, to understand the world, you have to go deeply into the Torah. The Torah made it one place very, very clear to learn from here elsewhere. The Torah contains all the chokhmah that there is in this world. All chokhmah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the chokhmah of this world. Sometimes it's more obvious, sometimes it's less obvious. Sometimes it's very clear. The Ikar of the Torah, as we'll see soon, is how to lead our lives. But the Torah also contains all the Chachmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that exists in this world, that means anything and everything. That's why the Rambam writes, Maran Avuchim, Moshe Rabbeinu, who understood the whole Torah, understood everything about the world. Everything. Shlomo HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, what was his big chachma, the Ramban writes, why they came from everywhere to consult him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him chachma. Where did he get that chachma from? HaKadosh Baruch Hu just enlightened him with the theory of relativity. Why would Shlomo HaMelech ask for that? Ramban writes, no. Shlomo HaMelech is one of the chachmei Masora. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the ability to understand the whole world from inside the Torah. So people came to see him. There's a Mishnah in Psochem, the fourth parak of Psochem, Chizkiyo Gona Sefer Refuos. There was a book, Sefer Refuos, Chizkiyo HaMelech was Gona. Why? And what was the Sefer? A large group of Rishonim say, Shlomo HaMelech had a insight into the entire world. And he wrote a sefer with all the refuahs to all different illnesses. And so why would Chizkiyo HaMelech have hidden that sefer? Say that there are a lot of powerful medications in there to take care of many serious illnesses. And when these powerful medications fell in the hands of the wrong people, they abused that knowledge and used it in a very destructive manner. So, in weighing the plus against the minus, Chizkiyo HaMelech consulted with the Sanhedrin. They decided better not to have the sefer. Then let it be abused for very negative and destructive purposes by evil people. Chazal continually assume that. Now, more than that, there's a Mishnah. Mishnah, the third parak of Pirkei Avos. Chov Odom Shenivra B'Tzelem. Human is unique. It's created B'Tzelem Elokim. Chiba Yaseber Nodas Shenivra B'Tzelem. Kadosh Baruch Hu did more than create us B'Tzelem Elokim. He informed us of the fact that we created B'Tzelem Elokim. Chviv in Yisrael. Among all parts of humanity, Klal Yisrael is special. We're bonim l'mokom. We're enabled to have a very special and close connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu informed of that. Ben chvivim Yisrael shenitnu hem klei chemdo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. And what's super special about us? That he gave us a Torah at klei chemdo. Shebo nivru ha'olam, through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The fact that the Torah he gave us is the means through which he connected the world. It means he gave us an ability to understand the world, how to function in this world, to lead the proper life in an easy way in this world, number one. Number two, Rashi writes, Forshim writes, Rabbi Yonah writes, we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Put into this very beginning, the way we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through learning of the Torah, connecting our minds to the Torah. This is the first part. And that's why it's very, understand this, is Torah is not something, it was written in a way for people at a certain time, reflecting a certain culture. No. Not the way it is. It's permanent, forever. Now. The Medrash, Rashi says. First Rashi. Precious Baruch Hu is Shemayim Vesaretz. The word bara is Yesh Me'ayim. The word bara is applied to three things in Ma'aseh Bereishis. The entire world. On the Yom Ravi, Kadosh Baruch Hu created a very special creation. No, even on the fourth day. Vayivra Elokim es hataninim hagdolim. And there was a very special, gigantic, massive being that lives in the sea. Chazal, one man or more, Chazal tell us, it didn't survive Shesh Yemei Bereishis. And the Ramban write, and this was so unique, it was Yesh Me'ayim. And then it said, "Vayivra Elokim Sodom B'Tzalmo, the human neshama." It was a unique creation by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Three times, word Boris, Yesh Me'ayim. Rashi says, "Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, v'hayotzorich lahaschu es haTorah ela mehachodesh haZelochim." What is the purpose HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah? Why do we have a Torah? To lead our lives. Tell us how to lead our lives. And tell us how to lead our lives. So what do we have to know? Precious Baruch Hu, Kemes Hashemayim V'Haaretz. True, the Torah has hidden within it all the chachmas of the world. But that's not necessary for everyone to know. The Torah is emphasizing those things that we have to know how to lead our lives. That's why. So you just read through the Torah, it gives us instructions how to lead our life. And all the stories we have there to explain to us how to lead our lives. Amr of Yitzchak. So we should begin with the first mitzvah. What time Potzach B'Breishis? Why do we begin with Breishis? Why do we have to know Breishis? So, Mefarshim and Rashi say, it's something we have to know, but why do it have to be in the Torah? It could have been a separate sefer, like Koheles, Shir Hashirim, all the Megillahs. It could have been a sixth Megillah, telling me about Bria's Holam. But Torah is how to lead our lives. Umatam Pasach B'Breishis. What? Shem Yomer U'Tol L'Yisrael. Listen, Matam. Nations of the world say we're a bunch of Ganovim that we're here in Eretz Yisrael. Now, so we say the world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave it to us. He can do with what he wants. And that's the answer. Problem that so many non-from people have today here in this country is, what are we doing here? Because they don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. That's not a problem. This is my land. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me. And number one. Yeah. But there are two ways of reading this Rashi. Hu bara'a, he gave it to us, yesh me'ayin, unu sono, l'asher yosho b'yenuv, asher yoshar b'yenuv. Yosho b'yenuv to everyone. Yoshar b'yenuv means the ones who he feels acted in a yosho way. Now, but sono no sono, he gave it to the other nations who were here, the Shiva Amimim, or Bitsona Nodlum, and he took it away from them and gave it to us. Now, that's, so therefore we have to have the whole story of my separation here. Because just have the gracious welcome to Shemaya's hearts. And is that so important? Yes, today it's so important. 500 years ago, it didn't make a difference to anyone. 1,000 years ago, it didn't make a difference to anyone. But there's something much deeper here, something much more important here. What's deeper and what's more important? That the whole Torah is something that you can't say. It doesn't strike me as being just. No, no such thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything, decided how this world is going to run, gave us a way of running this world, and we have to adapt to it. You know, I can't decide, you know, I don't think the law of gravity is really just. It's not the right thing. So, and I'm going to walk out the window and say, forget the law of gravity. Guess what's going to happen to me? I'm going to fall. Why? Kadosh Baruch Hu created, this is the Metzius of the world. He created the world according in a certain way. What is a chok? Chok is something that exists in this world just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided this is the way it is in his infinite wisdom. It's a chok. When we say laws of nature in Hebrew, what do we call them? Chukei HaTeva. Where did that come from? It's a pasuk. Chok nosan v'lo yavo. Gave a chok. The law of gravity, that is the way he created it. Chok nosan v'lo yavo. The word chok is used in three contexts. the Medrash says. Medrash beginning of Bechukosa. Chok is the laws of nature. Chok is the law, is the human personality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a human personality in a certain way. And that is the metzius of the human personality. That is the way he created it. This. And then is the Chukat Torah. Things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is just the way it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything, set certain unchangeable things here because of his will, and that becomes just the way it is. We're here. Eretz Yisrael, because that's just the way it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. And beyond that, there is no question. He created it, and he did it, and he runs it. In a mikra zeh omer el dirshuni, says Rashi. Now, here we come to the next step. Rambam writes throughout, intelligent beings do X because they want to get to Y. They still don't act. Intelligent beings, they do X, they want to get to Y. Created a world, the whole planet Earth. And there's a North Pole, there's a South Pole, oceans, rivers, all over the place. And he created animals, he created fish, he created human beings. And that small group created clients. What is the necessity for everything? What's the purpose of this? How does it function? So he says, "Bishvil haTorah shenikra Rashis, Bishvil Yisrael shenikra Rashis." And he compares it to Bikurim, to Truma. Person has an orchard, vineyard. Has a vineyard full of grapes. He goes out into the vineyard and picks a whole cluster of grapes. These are Bikurim. Then he harvests the grapes, and some is Truma, some is Truma's Maisa, some is Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, Maisa Rani. Out of the entire thing, it's a small subgroup that becomes Kadosh, and that justifies the entire vineyard. Kadosh Baruch Hu's goal in creating this world and how he runs this world is Klal Yisrael, keeping the Torah. Klal Yisrael keeping the Torah. Now, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite wisdom, in order for Klal Yisrael to function in this world, keeping the Torah, he needed an entire humanity, an entire world function. Rambam writes, Parish Mishnayos on my Mechazal. Ein la Kodesh Baruch Hu Bo'olam Alo Dala Amashal Alo Chavovad. Just imagine the man in a far off place. All of a sudden he goes into business and makes a fortune, builds himself a tremendous castle, and building himself, and he thinks, oh, isn't this wonderful? Kodesh Baruch Hu's plan, why did Kodesh Baruch Hu enable that to happen? Because someday some tzaddik's going to be walking down the street and going to have a comfortable place to get a drink of water. And Kodesh Baruch Hu set up this palace and a way for him to do it. That's not what the person who built the castle says. And Chaim Voloshin writes in Nefesh HaChaim, Chaye Olam Nota B'Solcheinu. What does that mean? The Chaim of the entire world revolves around Klal Yisrael. If there's a standoff not between the United States and China, whatever, somehow it's serving the interests of Klal Yisrael. The chaim of the entire world. Because with a goal and purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's entire Bria. And somehow there's a star out there, distant star. It exists somehow for the purpose of Klai Yisrael. How it fits into the entire scheme of things, that we don't know. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma. But the fact that we are here keeping Torah, that is the purpose of the entire Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. And not only that he made it then how it continues to run the world is with Klal Yisrael. If there is an explosion in a volcano off of Japan, somehow that happens because it fits into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's master plan for Klal Yisrael. Rashi writes, Bishul HaTorah Shenikra Reishis, Bishul Yisrael Shenikra Reishis. Bishul Bikurim Shenikra Reishis, Truman Shenikra Reishis. Okay, we'll stop here.